want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim-fram sauce with the offs and fade, with shafafa on the side. Shoot, do, de, do, ya, do, do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is club sandwiches. I learned a lot of short-order cook's moves during my first job at Tom and Jerry's Fireside Restaurant back in northern Illinois. When you begin to work what is called the line in the restaurant business, you have to get into the craziness or it beats you down. It is not a normal job. It is a brutal contest, and it takes place in a dangerous atmosphere. There is a whole language that must be learned. The men and women who commit to playing this game will not tolerate much in the way of variation. It's too much money to them. It's their only money. If you make the wrong plate on a party of four and have to start over, you have the wrath of the owner, your fellow line cooks, and perhaps worst of all, the waitresses. They aren't paid by the hour. The customer pays them, and that means turning them. The owner wants to turn the tables, the waitresses want to turn the guests, and the cooks want to turn the tickets. The wheel rolls on. From the first set of cracked eggs at 6 a.m. to the last hamburger at midnight, the Fireside was one turning and cranking machine. One menu item that became one of the ones that elicited the most in terms of bragging rights among the two other short order cooks and myself was who made the most club sandwiches during a single lunch service. The origin of the club sandwich has not been firmly determined, but by its very name, it is clearly aligned with country clubs. It definitely existed in the United States by the late 19th century. The club sandwich was the favorite of former King Edward VIII of England and his wife, Wallis Simpson. I've read that she took great pride in preparing this sandwich. Though I have religiously watched and have been a fan of the Netflix series The Crown, I am disappointed it never showed Miss Wallis in the act. It takes precision and craft to make a proper club. With a great club sandwich, you bite through the layers of crunchy toast, through the delicate lettuces and juicy tomato, and then the crispy bacon, through the meaty pull of smoked turkey, and the soft luxuriousness of avocado, mayo, and so on. Please, don't forget how dull turkey can be if it is not seasoned. All you need is salt and pepper, but to leave it out is devastating. The guest would have to pull the sandwich apart to correct an omission in this regard. Thoughtless. And even the slicing of the club sandwich is important. You don't want to knock this carefully built wonder over with a dull knife or an errant jerk of the hands. You want to saw through it with about two strokes using a sharp, and I recommend, serrated knife. If you are a righty like me, that means you take your left hand and spread your fingers just so to match the quadrants where the toothpicks have been inserted and, using some force, but not brutish force, hold the club sandwich steady and then slice through it on a 90-degree angle. And then move your body a bit and slice it in the opposite 90-degree angle. Beautiful. The most club sandwiches I ever made in a single shift was 21. I wonder, does my record still stand? I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.
Rub some bacon.